Public Service Commission, accusing those Florida leaders of turning a blind eye to climate change and as a result endangering their future. That lawsuit in Florida state court is part of a nationwide campaign by a group called Our Children's Trust. The kids claim in their suit that officials have a legal moral obligation to protect future generations from global warming, even if they refuse to call it by that name.
And the Dow Jones is up over 150 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The star of an 80s TV sitcom who started as a magician has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Harry Anderson was best known for playing Judge Harry T. Stone in the 80s sitcom Night Court.
Well, I'm going to find the defendant guilty of assault and battery, and Mr. Gunther, I am going to give you 2 days in the slammer, because you've got to learn that this is not funny no matter what you think of the man's musical talent.
Anderson also appeared in the Stephen King miniseries It. He appeared on Dave's World and hosted a short-lived TV revival of What's My Line. He was found dead in his North Carolina home on Monday at the age of 65. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Desiree Linden became the first U.S.-born woman to win the Boston Marathon in 30 years. Now, she's done some interviews after and says she's been on cloud nine. Jennifer Farr Davis is a long-distance hiker and author of a new book titled The Pursuit of Endurance. She joined me earlier to discuss how big of a deal it is to win the Boston Marathon.
And I think sometimes this physical manifestation of our potential and self-worth and value that's coming across in these, like, marathon endeavors or these long trail records or Diana Nyad swimming across the, you know, ocean. Like, it's just really empowering for women, and I think it leads them to take away some of the boxes and the limitations and mindsets that might negatively impact them in their everyday life as well.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Folks, I'm a proud supporter of United American Patriots. They support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief, like I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. We'll start by discussing Blue Star Mothers with Mary Reed. Then Jeremy Stalnucker will discuss the Mighty Oaks Foundation and how it helps vets. And then we'll learn about Games to Grunts. This is seriously cool stuff. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to learn about Blue Star mothers. They're mothers who have a child who served our nation in uniform. Mary Reed and Debbie Rasmussen are Blue Star moms, and they are very active in their communities. So welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Mary.
Thank you, Denny.
And welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
Mary, tell us your story about your child or children who are or who have served.
Well, my current child serving is my youngest son. He decided to be a FBI agent when we went to Washington, D.C. one summer before fifth grade. And then 9/11 happened. And he changed that from being an FBI agent to wanting to serve in the military. And he's in the Army, and he's currently serving overseas.
Wow. What does he do in the Army?
He's a captain. He's in the 82nd Airborne.
Ooh, ah. Gotta love that. I spent a lot of time in the Airborne way back when I was on active duty. Debbie, tell us about your family.
Well, my husband and I are both Navy veterans, and my son joined the Navy as a third-generation sailor because his grandfathers were both in the Navy. And he joined right after high school in 1998 and served for 20 years and just retired last fall. He was with the Aviation Squadron and flew with the P-3 Orion Squadron.
Wow. I'm familiar with P-3 Orions, and I'm really glad we have those. We really need them.
And I was a corpsman in the Navy.
Aha. You know, one thing I have to say, since this involves your whole family, since I'm a West Pointer, I have to say beat Navy. having said that, however, we are all in one family. Now, here's a question, ladies. Mary, your son is serving. Debbie, yours is not serving currently. What's the requirement to be a Blue Star mom? Mary, will you describe that?
All you have to do is be a mother of someone who is currently serving or has served in the military, or yourself having served in the military like Debbie. And we support current military and veterans. Our mission is to serve in any way we can, support all those who have helped this country. And in general, we are a patriotic group. So,
yeah, I would think so, since you have invested your children's and or your own life into the defense of our nation. I would suspect you tilt towards patriotic.
We also accept stepmothers, grandmothers, foster mothers, or female legal guardians who have children that are serving the military, the National Guard, and the Reserve.
That certainly makes real sense. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing Blue Star Mothers with Mary Reed and Debbie Rasmussen. Debbie, this is a national show. You ladies both live in my community. How do people across the nation who are interested in learning about Blue Star Mothers, how do they get in touch with them? I presume it's national and it's all over the place. How do you find them?
Yes. We go from sea to shining sea. We have chapters all across the country. We have about 200-plus chapters. We have about 6,000-plus members. And they can go to bluestarmothers.org. And there's a web page. There's a way to join right there. They can look up in Google, I guess, if they would like to see if there's a group near them. On that web page, there's also a list of what kind of chapters are in their area. It goes state by state. They are more than welcome to join us. If for anyone other than the mother, it is free. It doesn't cost anything. For the mother, it's $30 a year, a lot less than a cup of coffee a day. And we help with the honor flights that help with older veterans going to Washington, D.C. We send, of course, care packages. We probably send 80 or 90,000 packages a year all over the world. We do things in our local community to help with the veterans' facilities. We do parades. There's quite a list that most of the chapters do. And these are just all volunteer things. We raise money to send our care packages, raise money for the items we put in our care packages. Our communities are very supportive of donations. We support Gold Star Mothers. We do all that we can. We do blue to gold ceremonies to help when a service person does die. We present a Gold Star banner to the mother.
Okay. Basically, you're out there in the community being good citizens, and what bonds you together, in most cases, the service of your children.
Right. And we're there for those parents whose child suddenly joins the service, and maybe they don't have
knowledge of what that entails. And we've often helped guide women and men can be associates, father can be an associate, through boot camp, through various parts of that that they don't understand, and just kind of hold their hand. And a lot of us have knowledge, having children in the military for many years, and so we can answer questions that come up.
You know, that's a really good point, because given the fact that only about 1% of people have ever served the military in the country today, if your child joins the military, the odds are really good you don't have a background in it, and you don't know what they're going through, and you don't know when it's appropriate or inappropriate to reach out because you don't want to embarrass them or hurt them, but you do care and you don't know what to do. So
correct.
Blue Star Moms fills that gap pretty well, huh?
Yes, correct. And you know, we're all across the country.
And so, therefore, you can be pretty much anywhere and reach out. And I would imagine that that kind of a question is an easy one, because it's you don't need a lot of technical background to this.
No.
On the other hand, I would guess that Marine basic training is different than Air Force is different.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you know, if your kid was in the Navy and somebody wants to know about the Marines or the Army or something, you know a Blue Star mom who's got that experience and can refer them pretty easily.
In fact, there's about 18 chapters in Michigan and about 250 mothers that are active in Blue Star Mothers at the time. And we're more than happy to grow our numbers and have moms join us and reach out to any mom anywhere.
Well, that makes a great deal of sense. So this is a group, the requirement is to be a mom or I guess any kind of mom, whether it's a surrogate or a grandmother or
stepmother, foster mother, legal guardian.
If you can work the word mom in there anywhere, it qualifies. Yeah. And if you're not sure, call and ask. I think that's a safe way of putting it.
Yes.
And
or if your child is a veteran also.
Okay.
Even if your child is no longer serving, we still have moms in our group that are their children have completed their service and they are veterans. And our veterans today, especially today, have significant issues that they're dealing with. And as you probably are aware, and I felt the same way, is when you leave the service, you leave your family behind.
Uh-huh.
And then you come out into this world.
Full of darn civilians.
You have your family, your immediate family, but you don't have your military family. And you left all of your friends and you left all of your family. And now you're out in this big wide world. And you kind of go, now what do I do?
Yeah.
And the parents don't know what to do to help their children either. And we have a lot of moms that are in that situation, and also moms that have been in that situation, so we can help support each other when our children are going through difficult things, even as veterans.
That's awesome. One more time, Mary, what's the website?
It's www.bluestarmothers.org. No spaces, underscores between Blue Star Mothers. And like Debbie said, you can click on the map there if you want to join, find a chapter close to you. We do. My chapter currently has a member that commutes about an hour because we're the closest chapter. But there's a lot you can do via email and other things.
Ladies,
and
thank
we are nonpartisan, non-political, non-sectarian. We're non-religious. We are just moms that want to support our kids and support each other.
That sounds like a great group. Ladies, thank you for taking time to join us today. Mary, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Denny. Thank you. God bless.
Debbie, I appreciate
thank you, Denny.
You. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll learn about the great work done every day by the Mighty Oaks Foundation. Then we're going to hear about games to grunts. You reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till I return.
I want you lean and mean.
In accordance with U.S. flag code, all Spartan Ash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day 2015.
It's a part of Spartan Ash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. Most home invasions occur when people are at work between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Because of this, we highly recommend the installation of a home security video surveillance system. These systems are easy to install and cost only a few hundred dollars. They allow you to monitor your home while you're at work via your computer or cell phone. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today Jeremy Stalnecker from the Mighty Oaks Foundation. What these folks do to help vets is, well, incredible. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Jeremy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeremy, let's start with you. Tell us about your time in the military. What'd you do?
Sure. I served in the United States Marine Corps with 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. I was an infantry officer. And among other things, had the privilege of going into Iraq, really 15 years ago, just a few weeks ago, with the 1st Marine Division. We were one of the infantry battalions that breached the berm and then made our way up the road to Baghdad. For us, for 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, that was our final objective in Iraq. We retrograded back and came home. So that was my time. We did a lot of other things, but that was certainly the highlight of my Marine Corps experience.
How long were you in total?
I was in 4 active duty years, and then I had some reserve time there, but really just those 4 active duty years.
But you weren't bored when you were overseas, huh?
No, not bored. It was a great time. It's funny, folks who aren't in the military or haven't been in the military often have a hard time understanding this, but when you are, particularly in the Marine Corps and in the infantry of the Marine Corps, you train to go fight a war somewhere, and having the opportunity to do that, although, war is very difficult and horrific in a lot of ways, it's an opportunity to put into practice what you trained to do. So I was very privileged, very honored to be a part of that.
Well, I'm a generation or so ahead of you, but I went to Vietnam under basically the same circumstances. I didn't love it, but I was proud to be there and to do a good job.
Right. So that's right.
I relate. Okay, when you got out, what did you do and how did you get connected with Mighty Oaks?
Yeah, so I left the Marine Corps and left for a specific purpose. I actually came back from Iraq in June of 2003. July 1st of 2003, I started working on a church staff. It was the church that my family and I had been a part of. And I was asked to come on to the staff, which I did. And personally had some issues. I think my issues were more related to transitioning out of the military and doing what I thought was very important to finding myself in a role where, you know, I struggled to find my identity and my purpose in that. But worked through that. I had a great support system in my family and my church and others. Worked through that and really kind of walked away from the military in a sense. I felt like I had done a good job. I brought my Marines home and then I moved on. 10 years later, one of the Marines I served with reached out to me and said, I'm going to this program that's just getting off the ground. It's called Mighty Oaks. I don't really know what it's all about, but there's several of us that are going to attend. Would you be interested in coming with us? And so for me, it was an opportunity to reconnect with some of the men that I had served with, and I did that. And a couple of things happened there. One, I met Chad Robichaux, the founder of Mighty Oaks, and during that week, got to know him. He asked me if I would start working with them, and we were just getting going then. So it was, you know, a couple weeks a year, come and teach some classes, and so I was happy to do that. But probably more than anything, I reconnected with Marines that I had served with, and I came to understand that taking care of those guys in training leading up to combat and then in combat, bringing them home from that experience just wasn't enough. I had always been proud of that, but what I learned was 10 years later, some of those kids that I came home with had taken their own lives. Some had gone back to Iraq and Afghanistan and had been killed in combat. And so it was never intentional for me to walk away from them or turn my back on them, but in a sense, I finally understood that our responsibility as veterans and my responsibility personally did not end when I put the uniform back in the closet and walked away, and I needed to do more and had an opportunity to do that through Mighty Oaks.
Okay, that makes real sense. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the Mighty Oaks Foundation with Jeremy Stalnecker. Talk to us about what happens when a person comes in. Mighty Oaks Foundation is for people who are just having a little trouble getting back into civilian life. Is that a fair summary?
That's a fair summary. We have the opportunity to deal as well with active duty military members, which we've been very blessed to be a part of. And so it's veterans who are returning back into the world or have been and just haven't adjusted well. It's active duty service members who are struggling in some area with post-traumatic stress or combat trauma issues. And we are very different than many of the other programs. We're a non-clinical program. We approach post-traumatic stress and reintegration issues from a different perspective. You know, kind of the short version is that we believe, we teach, and approach this from the position that we all have a purpose, and it's bigger than a single event. It's bigger than a uniform. It's bigger than a time in the military. But so often we find our identity and tie the decisions that we make to something that happened in our past. And trauma is real. It has a real impact. We're not going to forget it or get over it or move past it exactly. But we don't need to allow that trauma or those events in the past to define who we are, define what we do, and really chain us up. So when someone comes to one of our programs, we have programs across the country, week-long sessions, someone will come and we really just try to unpack who you are moving forward and who you can be and what it looks like to have purpose and hope and direction beyond the military or beyond trauma, beyond those difficulties. And all of our team leaders, all of our instructors are combat veterans, and so we have a unique opportunity to speak really peer-to-peer to those issues.
Wow. How long is the program typically?
Typically, it's 5 days. We might add another day for travel, but we have 5 days of programming, which is about 20 hours of classroom time. Beyond the classroom time, the students are broken into groups, so they leave a class, and then they go sit and talk through what they just heard and make application to themselves. We also have, you know, some recreational activities to break up the kind of the monotony of sitting. But yeah, it's pretty short. And folks ask us all the time, how can you do this in, you know, 5 or 6 days? How does a change like this happen? So we've had more than 1,800 students come through our program. Veteran suicide rate over 20 a day. We've had none of our alumni take their lives, which we're extremely thankful for. And we see purpose and direction and hope. How does that happen in just a few days? And the answer that we give typically is it's not a few days. It's a moment. It's the moment when someone realizes I can move forward. I do have purpose. I do have direction. I do have hope. And I'm going to pursue that instead of being defined by what's behind me.
That is incredible. Basically, when you decide that you are going to heal, you can start healing. Is that fair?
That's fair. And, you know, and this is not reserved for veterans or service members. All of us fall down at some point in our lives. Some, you know, over and over again, we experience trauma. That's not unique to veterans. The problem is not when we get knocked down. The problem is when we stay down. And so many of us stay down, and then we blame what happened in our past or the circumstances we find ourselves in. We blame that for why we're staying down. And really our message is stop. Take responsibility for where you are, get up, acknowledge what happened behind you, but begin moving forward. There's a lot more to give and a lot more to offer.
And this is a vehicle that will help you do that. Jeremy, how can people get in touch with you?
MightyOaksPrograms.org is the easiest way. MightyOaksPrograms.org, that's our website. All of the information you need, folks can apply there. The program is entirely free to our students. We'll even help with travel if we need to do that. You can apply there or get more information on other ways to be involved.
Jeremy, thank you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. I really appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to learn about games to grunts. You're going to like this. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 150 jumping jacks. Then take a quick break and do 50 more than stand at ease, but do stay in the area. I'll be right back. Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane made an emergency landing at Philadelphia International Airport after an engine blew out shortly after the plane left LaGuardia Airport in New York today. The plane landed safely and taxied to a remote area off a runway where passengers were taken off. At least one person was taken to the hospital, but there's no word on the extent of that injury. California Governor Jerry Brown is once again lashing into President Trump over immigration. Take a listen.
A comprehensive immigration, with all the other talk and noise about the border, the fact is America has 10 to 11 million people that are here. And they're human beings. They have families. It's very important that they be integrated in a humane, intelligent way. But instead, it's just an inflammatory football that very low-life politicians like to exploit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
That's 800-215-5141.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. And a Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Now it's a pleasure to welcome Glenn Banton to the show. Glenn's the CEO of Operation Supply Drop. Our topic today is games to grunts, and I can't wait to see where this conversation goes. Welcome aboard, Glenn.
Hey, thanks for having me, Denny. Really appreciate being on the program.
Hey, Glenn, I know you're not a veteran yourself. How in the world did you get so wrapped up with veterans?
I mean, I just say, you know, it's kind of growing up in a patriotic household, for one. You know, from a personal side, we have a number of family members that have served. And then for the past, I'd say about 15 years or so professionally, I've had the honor of mentoring a number of veterans. But I'd say kind of the running joke at this point, if you ask some of my leadership alongside why I'm doing this, I have the same lack of tolerance for BS in the workspace that I think a lot of veterans do, and naturally enjoy a lot of the same toys.
Well, that's an awfully good reason. And you know what? You said something that is incredibly important that our nation doesn't have enough today, and that's patriotic households. So we'd have a much better nation if parents raised their kids in that kind of fashion. So a salute to your parents, and I guess you turned out all right.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Okay, now Operation Supply Drop. Who are they? What do they do? Who do they do it for? Is it a veteran service organization? What is it?
Yeah, so we're a global chapter-based veteran service organization. We are a 501c3 with the IRS. We're headquartered in Austin, Texas, and being chapter-based, that means we're, you know, all over the place. We've got chapters in numerous locations around the U.S., and even a number of them overseas in Europe and Asia. Really what we do is we provide relevant, relatable, and sustainable impact to the military community. So it's active duty, veterans, and their family members through three kind of core areas, social, professional, and service-oriented programs. So really what we're trying to do is look at both sides of the transition gap, if you will, provide the services, mostly morale, on the active duty side, make sure we're there professionally and personally for a lot of these service members and their families as they're transitioning out, and then ensure we have that bedrock of the community to continue serving, you know, continue to build and maintain relationships, and just have fun that I think just every human needs, but certainly our veterans deserve it as much as anybody.
That makes sense. It's a group of veterans helping veterans, and not all veterans, but the goal is to help veterans, and I hear principally in transition.
Yes.
And
yes.
That applies to veteran family members, spouses, and that sort of thing too?
Absolutely. So when you look at a lot of our professional development programs in particular, and one of those is called Heroic Forces, we focus on these smaller groups, but the reason being that we make sure and address, you know, whether it's male spouses or veteran spouses and their kids, is oftentimes many of these fantastic programs have come up that are helping the vet, you know, hiring our heroes, hire our heroes, American Dream University, but many of them forget the other people in the household. And speaking for myself, I'm only as strong as my family. And so we've found that it's very important to ensure that we're creating community events where we'll wrap it around kids, you know, doing a fishing outing. Obviously, they're going with, you know, mom or dad that's a veteran or maybe active duty. And then even with the professional development and hiring, ensuring that the wife or the husband of the service member is also getting these skills. Because, you know, you probably know, especially on the male spouse side, they're having to move every 2 years or so, which makes it really difficult to ensure that there's that rooting in the community, professionally or personally, and we want to be able to ensure that we can help build that.
Absolutely. I mean, it is such a disadvantage to keep moving. You just start to build a little seniority and reputation, and you're moving on, and support is really, really important. And I don't know anybody else who's focused on doing that. So, you know, you learn something every day. So that's what you do across the nation and around the world, I guess. Roughly how many chapters do you have out there?
I'd say, so we focus more region level, which is seven major regions. And then within those of varying sizes, I'd say we have 40 to 50 chapters. Again, some are massive with hundreds, maybe thousands of members. Other are some one-man or one-woman army that do some incredible stuff. But at the end of the day, they all share the same mission. And what I really like and have been impressed with our community is if you were to move from, say, Central Carolina and near Fayetteville and move to San Diego, you'd be able to have the same feel because we all march to the same drum. You don't have the same exact mission in the community. It's just different in so much as folks in Carolina are different than folks in Southern California.
Yeah, they're both from the southern part of town of the state, so, right? Southern California, right?
Yeah, that's a good, very, very good point.
I'm from Southern Michigan, and I grew up in Southern California, so I'm a Southerner. Anyway, let's talk about Games to Grunts. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Games to Grunts. Actually, we're about to with Glenn Banton. Take a few minutes and tell us about it. What is it?
Yeah, so Games to Grunts, I would say that's the sexy side of what we do. That's actually a lot of what most people get attracted to, same as what we're talking about here. So Games to Grunts is currently, it's an online platform, GamesToGrunts.com, and any military community member that qualifies for ID.me, which is this fantastic verification service that is, again, available for all veterans, active duty, and their family members. Many major brands use it, but it allows you to verify that you are, in fact, a service member so that you can gain different sorts of benefits from different organizations. ID.me was nice to grant us the ability to use that platform at no cost to support Games to Grunts. And Games to Grunts has a number of different PC, so personal computer or Steam games is what they call them these days, where you can actually download those at no cost. It's just a benefit to the community. But I think what's most interesting to note about that program is it's relatively new, because if you look at our supply drop program, it was sending physical, and we still do that by the, you know, by the hundreds, if not thousands, you know, sending Xboxes and PlayStations downrange and, you know, overseas to deployed troops. But as the actual industry itself changed within gaming, it's gone more and more digital. And we wanted to have a very clear and simple way to deliver those. So GamesToGrunt.com, that solves that problem. And then it allows us to actually make sure that we're getting the information from the military community members using this so that we can let them know about our other programs as well, if they would so choose to take part.
So anybody who's eligible can get electronic games. Is it a time thing? You get it for a certain amount of time, or is it you get to keep it? I guess you put it on your computer or your phone or something?
Yeah, you get to keep it forever. So right now, and again, I've been, you know, using computers probably since, I guess, they became personal computers. But, you know, you used to go buy an actual disc, and, you know, that turned into a CD, and that turned into a DVD, and so on and so forth. And then a number of years ago, that transitioned over to digital distribution. And one of those main platforms for PC gaming is Steam. And Steam, essentially, if you bought, you know, a game that came out recently that actually a lot of veterans love, you know, Far Cry 5, if you bought that on Steam, essentially you're getting a, I think it's a, what, 4, 8, 12, 16 digit code. You then redeem that, and suddenly you have the Far Cry 5 game on your computer. So it's the same thing with the games that are available through GamesToGrunts.com. Is you go on there, you put in your ID.me verification. If you do not have an ID.me, I've heard it takes as fast as 6 minutes. The highest is 15 minutes, which to me isn't half bad for some free, fantastic video games. But you're able to download that through Steam, which, again, very well-known and popular in that part of the gaming community, and enjoy those. And then we work with our partners to ensure that at a relatively fast cadence, we're bringing new games to the platform so that we can keep people engaged and really having, again, just an outlet to enjoy individually or with their family.
That is awesome. I can't find better words for it. Greg, how can listeners learn more at TouchBase? I guess operationsupplydrop.org. That's what I use. Is that the way to reach you?
Yeah, operationsupplydrop.org, or even simpler, it goes the same place, weareosd.org. And then for Games to Grunts, that's at gamestogrunts.com. And then we're on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So wherever you want to find us, you know, look us up, send us a message. We'd love to provide you some free video games if that's what you're into. And same thing, if you want to get involved in your local community, we're here to help with that as well.
And I would presume that if a listener is in an area where there isn't an operation supply drop type of organization, you could help them start one.
Absolutely. Yeah. The main thing is just understanding kind of our philosophical approach to things, which is pretty easy to follow once you look on the website. It's really impact through action. So stop talking, start doing. And we can definitely set up with the infrastructure and the resources to go and, you know, really continue to give back in the community, whether you're a civilian wanting to impact veterans or you're a veteran wanting to continue to impact your brothers and sisters.
Awesome. Glenn, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for what you're doing to serve our military community. I appreciate you. I'm proud to call you a friend.
Hey, I appreciate it. That's my pleasure. Thank you, Denny.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag, and then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, stand tall, get a bench and some good weights. You should be up to about 100 pounds by now. Do about 50 bench presses. I want you to lean and mean, then stand at ease. We'll soon be providing information on how you can attend the Sky Ball. I went to it last year, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. I'll soon be sharing about it and how its goal is to help our military and veterans and their families. This is an activity of the Air Power Foundation, an amazing group of patriots who just want to take care of our military community. We'll be sharing more about this over the next month. You're going to love this.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or do it on Facebook. Roland, what's the first comment?
Well, Colonel, Hank from Georgia is totally annoyed with this young jerk who is getting way too much media attention attacking gun owners. Hank thanks you for making it clear that we have the Second Amendment for a valid reason.
Well, thank you, Hank. Yes, we totally support our citizens getting armed and trained, as we discuss on every show. And yes, the Ban the Gun folks are totally out of touch with reality. I mean, isn't heroin banned?
That's a good point. And then Pete from Maryland, he has watched the movie for this month, and he says it's a great story, but it has lousy acting.
Pete, Thank you for watching and making a comment. Folks, let's see what you think. Check out the movie and see if you agree with Pete. Go to the Front Lines of Freedom website and click on my blog. You'll get the link so you can watch it. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day I was thinking about El Paso, Texas. The Army had sent me to the University of Texas at El Paso for graduate school. We were fortunate to be able to rent a home a block from the school. It was also very close to the border with Mexico, and it was not uncommon for homes in our area to be burglarized. One day it happened to us. The house was a bit of a mess, and some things were missing. I called the police. Shortly thereafter, there was a knock on our front door. I opened the door to a police officer, and it shocked the heck out of me. When I was a company commander in the 101st Airborne Division, I had a great mess sergeant named Isaac LaFrance. The officer facing me had a name tag saying LaFrance, and he looked just like my mess sergeant. Yeah, it was his twin brother. We had a very enjoyable talk after he completed his report. Oh, and the criminal was never caught, as far as I know.
You know, Colonel, that had to be a little shocking. You know, it's kind of funny. The other day, I actually saw somebody driving in a car behind me. Looked identical to my wife. It wasn't. So, it's a little shaky. I don't know.
It is. I'll tell you what. I don't remember a lot about El Paso, but I can remember opening that door and seeing LaFrance facing me. I guess I was tempted to ask him if he had anything good to eat, but I didn't. Anyway, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Roland.
On 20 April 1861, Colonel Robert E. Lee resigned from the U.S. Army 2 days after he was offered command of the Union Army and 3 days after his native state, Virginia, seceded from the Union. Lee opposed secession, but he was a loyal son of Virginia. His official resignation was only one sentence, but he wrote a longer explanation to his friend and mentor, General Winfield Scott. Lee had fought under Scott during the Mexican War, and he revealed to his former commander the depths of his struggle. Lee interviewed with Scott on April 18th and explained that he would have resigned right then. He said, quote, "But for the struggle it has cost me to separate myself from a service to which I have devoted the best years of my life and all the ability I possess." Lee expressed gratitude for the kindness shown him by all the Army during his 25 years of service, but Lee was most grateful to Scott. He said, quote, "To no one, General, I have been as much indebted as to yourself for uniform kindness and consideration." He concluded with this sentiment, quote, "Save in the defense of my native state, I never desire again to draw my sword." But draw it he would. 2 days later, Lee was appointed commander of Virginia's forces with the rank of Major General. He spent the next few months raising troops in Virginia, and in July, he was sent to Western Virginia to advise Confederate commanders struggling to maintain control over the mountainous region. Lee did little to build his reputation there as the Confederates experienced a series of setbacks, and he returned to Richmond when the Union gained control of the area. The next year, Lee assumed command of the Army of Northern Virginia after General Joseph Johnson was wounded in a battle. Lee quickly turned the tables on Union General McClellan, as he would several other commanders of the Army of the Potomac. His brilliance as a battlefield tactician earned him a place among the great military leaders of all time.
It sure did, though it's not politically correct to say so. And on 16 April 1944, the Coast Guard manned destroyer escort USS Joyce, along with her sister ship USS Peterson and a Navy destroyer escort, sank the German submarine U-550 off New York after the U-boat torpedoed a tanker that was part of a convoy the ships were escorting to England. I put that in just for you, Roland, since you're a coastie.
Gotta love Coast Guard history. Okay, on 18 April 1945, during World War II, journalist Ernie Pyle, America's most popular war correspondent, was killed by Japanese machine gun fire on an island in the Pacific. Pyle, born in Dana, Indiana, first began writing a column for Scripps Howard newspaper chain in 1935. Eventually syndicated to some 200 newspapers, Pyle's column, which related to the lives and hopes of typical citizens, captured America's affection. In 1942, after the U.S. entered World War II, Pyle went overseas as a war correspondent. He covered the North African campaign, the invasion of Sicily and Italy, and on June 7, 1944, went ashore at Normandy the day after the Allied forces had landed. Pyle, who always wrote about the experiences of enlisted men rather than the battles they participated in, described the D-Day scene. Quote, "It was a lovely day for strolling along the seashore. Men were sleeping on the sand, some of them sleeping forever. Men were floating in the water, but they didn't know they were in the water, for they were dead." That same year, he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for distinguished correspondence and in 1945, traveled to the Pacific to cover the war against Japan. On April 18, 1945, Ernie Pyle was killed by enemy fire. After his death, President Harry Truman spoke of how Pyle told the story of the American fighting men as the American fighting men wanted it told.
He was a great man. And that's military history for today. Roland, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. Listen, folks, evil does exist, and someday evil will visit your door. Will you be ready? If you're not, now is the time to start looking into it and learning the skills necessary to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, when someone says that justice system is enough to protect you, point to this Kentucky incident as evidence that a protective order sometimes isn't enough. Just weeks after his arrest led to an issuance of an order to stay away from his ex-wife, the man tried to break into her home. After the miscreant broke the glass on the front door and started fiddling with the lock, the ex-wife yelled through the door to stop or her boyfriend would shoot. The ex-husband paid the threat no mind and was fatally shot. Police were investigating, but no charges have been filed in what appeared to be an act of self-defense. That sounds to me, Roland, like a case of first-degree idiocy. What kind of person would want to go after, one, an ex-wife? Okay, I can see vengeance. But when there's an armed boyfriend, I mean, come on, I don't know. What do you think?
This is a lose-lose scenario. Nobody wins here, unfortunately. I, first of all, can't imagine being in a situation where you're killing somebody that you were married to at one time. I mean, you can't get much more personal than that.
That's true. But unfortunately, there are a lot of couples that end up breaking up, and often there's some bad blood. And while I've never experienced that, I don't doubt that it's true and it's real. And I can imagine bad feelings, and there's always money involved and touching the kids and all that kind of stuff. But to come out of it wanting to break into someone's house, and then when somebody inside says, I've got a gun, and that doesn't stop you, good grief.
Well, this might be a good indication of why they're no longer together. I mean, that man did not just all of a sudden decide to be like that. There's no question. That obviously was predisposed to not care about boundaries at all. And it's unfortunate that somebody got killed, and it's unfortunate, obviously, that the boyfriend ended up having to shoot this guy. But what else would they have done? What was the alternative? Wait for the cops?
Yeah, and certainly if I were the boyfriend, if I were dating this lady and somebody started breaking in and she identified who it was and was in fear of her life, and I don't know who this guy is. I don't know whether I can take him out physically or any kind other kind of way. Yeah, I'm in fear for our lives. And if I were carrying, yes, that's what self-defense is, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and that is why we do arm ourselves, isn't it?
That's why I do. I like to think I'm a big, rough, tough airborne ranger like I was when I was 23 years old and graduated from ranger school. But at 76, I'm just not quite as strong. But a gun is a great equalizer.
It absolutely is.
So, there we are, folks. We encourage you to be armed and trained. Our movie for the month is Beneath the Same Sky. It's about a family being separated due to military service. Please go to the blog on Front Lines of Freedom website and get the link. You can watch it for nothing. We'll review it at the end of the month, and I'd really appreciate your input. Let me know what you think. Our book to give away this week is Colonel Paul Tibbett's book, The Flight of the Enola Gay. To get in on the drawing, email me, denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Enola Gay in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss our Pentagon's new military strategy with retired General Arnold Panero. We'll also talk with retired Colonel Alex Gallegos. He's running for Congress. And we're going to talk with Captain Roger Hill about his book, Fox Company. And Leona Sublette will discuss the Military Entrepreneur Women's Seminar that's going to be held in May. It's pretty cool. Troops, remember the honorable combat soldiers who were jailed for murder for killing our enemies in combat. Pray for them and write your Congress critters. Ask them to undo this evil system. Check unitedpatriots.org.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please do check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or any of your friends had guard, KP, or some other duty that forced you to miss any part of the show, well, you're in luck. All of our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Front Lines of Freedom. And join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.
Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Front Lines of Freedom, and we would like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly employer, Spartan Ash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Ash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane made an emergency landing at Philadelphia International Airport after an engine blew out shortly after the plane left LaGuardia Airport in New York today. The plane landed safely and taxied to a remote area off a runway where passengers were taken off. Marty Martinez was on the plane. He explains what happened.
All of a sudden, we heard an explosion. And then I come to find out that the engine exploded on the left side of the plane. That explosion caused one of the windows to explode and row 17 of the plane, which is just two aisles over from me.
That audio courtesy of WPVI in Philadelphia. Today is tax day, and if you are one of the folks who has to file an extension, don't be worried. The White House announced President Donald Trump will also be filing a 2017 extension. This is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Supreme Court has struck down a provision in the immigration law which the administration supports. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports President Trump's high court nominee helped make it happen.
The justice is invalidating a provision of the federal law that requires the mandatory deportation of immigrants who've been convicted of certain crimes. The majority of justices in that 5-4 ruling claim the law is unconstitutionally vague. The newest justice, Neil Gorsuch, appointed by President Trump, joined with the more liberal members of the panel for the first time since joining the court to strike down that provision. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
By the 2020 election, 16 and 17-year-olds may be able to vote in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. may lower the voting age for federal and local elections to the age of 16. The bill was introduced last night at a D.C. City Council meeting by Charles Allen. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise.
out of activist in Virginia, terrified his mother when he was a young teen. Samantha Lee Bloom reportedly called 911 on James Fields Jr. when he was 13 and 14 years old. The mother called the police from a locked bathroom in 2010 to report Fields hit her in the head. Bloom, who uses a wheelchair, also reported her son once pulled a 12-inch knife on her. The now 20-year-old Fields is charged with second-degree murder in the death of counter-protester Heather Heyer at an alt-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday. Meanwhile, a Confederate statue in North Carolina that stood for decades has been toppled after angry protesters pulled it down. A group attached a rope to the statue outside the Durham County Courthouse last night and toppled it. The protest comes days after the white nationalist march in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are good?